On this esplanade called the Solar Orchard, you can see photovoltaic posts, which are designed to supply the energy needed to light the orchard. Walking back down towards the main entrance, you will see a vegetable patch composed of 20 squares, organized into three thematic gardens. Firstly, the Provençal vegetable patch, containing the staples of the traditional local cuisine. On small panels, you will be able to read local recipes for vegetables, such as the Barigoul artichoke. Then, a second garden, the vegetable patch of the future, offering cultures and techniques currently in development, such as solar supply posts or irrigation systems designed for particular crops. And lastly, the vegetables of the world patch, where the crops are organized according to their geographical origins.
You can then head to the experimental garden, where you will be charmed by its zen atmosphere and its olive tree trimmed into the shape of a cloud. This garden welcomes artists, landscapists, schoolchildren, sculptors, and designers, anyone who wants to try their hand in the art of gardens for one season or more. In a way, this area is a garden for creative people. Lastly, to round off your walk, do not hesitate to visit the Collections Garden, which stores and displays the horticultural heritage of La Valette, and more widely that of the Var region. You can also discover other specialties such as the vine, olive trees, cereals, fig, persimmon, jujube, or even quince. Every year the park has pride of place during a great event called Les Rendez-vous au Jardin, jointly organized by the cities of the conurbation. Throughout the year, you can also come to meetings or join guided tours. In order to learn more, listen to the interview with Philippe de Lorenzi, head gardener of the domain.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.